This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And I just wanted to mention garden hoses. And I bought a lot on eBay of, when I say a lot, I type in like vintage brass garden hose nozzles, comma, lot. Meaning, I don't want to buy one. Because of the cost of shipping. I want to spread the cost of shipping over a bunch of them. There was a guy that was selling about 10 of them, and the whole thing cost me about $30, maybe $35 for 10 brass garden nozzles. It might have been a few dollars less or a few dollars more, but that's roughly what it cost. And, of course, the rubber washers are shot when you buy them, you know, when they're 30, 40 years old. So you need to get, you know, a supply of those. So I bought 100 washers. And I keep them in a jar to keep the air from destroying them. And what I do is, we have hydrants here at the farm. These are those pipes that stick straight out of the ground, like 3 feet up in the air, and they have a handle on them. And you screw the garden hose onto this hydrant, and you lift the lever, and water comes out. But when you have these, you should always disconnect the hose so that the water can drain back down through the metal pipe into the ground. And typically they're installed with crushed stone under the ground so that all the water that's in that steel pipe, that galvanized pipe, 3/4 inch or 1 inch, drains back down into the foot of the hydrant. And that's what we do. So we always take the garden hose off the hydrant every time we use it, summer, winter, all the time. It's especially important in the winter because if water stays in that hydrant pipe, the vertical pipe, it will freeze in freezing weather, and it will destroy the hydrant, and you'll have to replace it, which means you can be digging a hole down a couple feet into the ground to replace that hydrant. The other thing I do, well, a couple other things. In the wintertime, I drain the garden hoses in a bright sunny day, you know, before the winter. I drain them sloping downhill, and I let the water drain out of the garden hoses because I put them in an area that has a slight slope on our farm, and the water runs out the low end. And after the garden hose bakes in the sun for a day, then I coil it up in a large coil. Like almost the size of an old hula hoop size coil. And then I put it inside. And the reason for that is if I ever need to put out a fire, I have a garden hose that doesn't have a plug of frozen water in the bottom, you know, at the lowest point of the garden hose. If I were to, you know, leave it on the ground, or if I were to loop it on a hose rack, if you will. So I always keep that inside, and it's ready to go. And I buy hoses that will sustain, you know, minus 20, minus 15 degrees, minus 30 degrees, so that they won't break in the winter if I need to uncoil them and use them to put out a fire. The brass garden hose nozzles, I make a wire rack or a wire holder for it. I just take some stiff fence wire, and I put one screw through it, and I form it so that it has a hole that I can just place the garden hose brass nozzle in, right next to the hydrants. So I always put the brass nozzles back where I can find them, which is right next to the hydrant, and they point down, with the business end pointing down. And I open up the valve so that any moisture that gets in it runs out. Because if there's moisture trapped in there, and it freezes, it will split the garden hose brass nozzle. Any comments, Kyle? We've got, by the way, we've got Arjun on hold, and we're going to pick up that call in just a minute or two. Any comments about what I do with hydrants, hoses, and nozzles? Did we lose Kyle? Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Vince. I'm sorry.
did you hear what I said about? Did you hear what I said about the? Okay. Any comments?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry about that. You and I have never talked about this ever, but we are so similar. It's hilarious. About 3 weeks ago, we had a cold front move through here, and I decided, well, it caught me off guard because it wasn't calling for that cold of weather to be here already, and my hoses were still out. And so it warmed up to in the 50s the next day. And so I literally waited till the sun came out. I took all of the hoses that I had, and I have also a gentle sloping slope, and I pulled them all out, let them all drain, and said, get there and warm up. And I hooped mine in about the exact same size. I tie them up then, and I put them in the shed. I don't have any of those vintage. I love those vintage brass ones. I only have one of them, but I would love to buy another lot of them myself. That would be great. And I also went to the other day, those gaskets that you were talking about that just tend to disappear seemingly. They're almost useless anymore. They go bad so quickly from the cheap Chinese type of rubber that they use. And I bought like 30 of them the other day that's all they had at Lowe's. Yeah, but anyway, we do stuff, and I do the same thing with the nozzles. Any nozzles that I use, I will turn them up, shake them, drain them, point them down, make sure that they're empty, make sure the hoses are empty and they're hung up, so that if I need to use them. That's the other reason, folks, that we make large loops, because if it is cold and you do have a real good, you need to use them quickly, it's a lot easier to undo a very large looped hose than it is a smaller loop. If you make a real tight loop, then you have a real hard time getting it undone when it's cold. But anyway, I do exactly the same thing. It's really funny. So we'll get to Arjun.
Okay, and one last thought. I just went to eBay and I looked up, you know, vintage garden hose nozzles, and boy, did they go up in price. So the kind I bought, 10 of them for about $30-something shipped, are now 5 of them for $80.67 used, plus $14.65 shipping, almost $100. They're now about $20 each for the real good ones. So you can cruise eBay and maybe get them at a garage sale or something like that, front yard sale. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
So yesterday it was a little bit cold here, and I plugged in both of my heaters, you know, like I got from Goodwill, like a radiator heater, and I plugged it in, and in the same room I plugged in like another heater. They were both on high settings, and I was just sitting, and for a little while, like both of the lights went out for both these heaters, and then I just quickly got up, and I saw like I turned on the light in my house. So the light was just fine. Then I went to the main circuit breaker panel. And from there, like I keep like a light, which has like just a light. You can actually, it has a holder, you know, like in that room, there is a holder. So I brought this holder. I plugged in the light here, and I switched on, switched off various switches in the breaker panel. So with one switch, when I turned it off and then I turned it on back again on, then the light came on. So when like I was thinking that it is a good sign that like when the load is more than from the circuit, main circuit breaker panel, the power just stops all although it's on the on position, it just stops. So the load is, there was a lot of load here. Is this a good sign or is it bad sign, you think?
Okay, here we can both answer that. So the bottom line, class, is that Arjun had two of those electric heaters. They look like radiators. They're oil-filled, and they have a resistive heating element in them. Typically, they're kind of a grayish-tan color, and you plug them in to a wall outlet. You set the temperature with a dial, typically, and they warm, the heating element warms the oil warms the radiator fins, and they look like a radiator from the 1920s, okay? But they're electrically powered. He had two of them running on high, which is the maximum current setting for them, and the circuit breaker tripped, and you want to know why, what, etc., and is this a good thing? Kyle, would you like to answer that?
Oh, yeah. Arjun, you remember the last time that we talked, I said the one thing I was really concerned about was that you would overload the circuit. And each one of those is the, each one by itself without the other one is the maximum that almost any circuit will take. Each one. So you put two of them on there, and you overloaded the circuit. And so you're, what you don't know is that inside the wall, those wires that were supplying those were probably so hot you couldn't probably hold on to them. So you either have to take one of those heaters and put it on another breaker across the room, or something along that line with another breaker, because you've just got way too much power trying to heat that house. I highly suggest you figure out quickly some other form of heat, whether it's a type of a propane heater that is vented outside, or or some other type of heat. Wire in, get somebody to wire in an actual 220 volt in the wall type heater. If you've got the walls open so that you can still run wire, run its own separate circuit for like a little blower fan that, with a 240 volt heater. Anyway, that's exactly, what has happened. And if you continue to do that, it will, you will have trouble, and I'm not predicting a fire, but that is how they start. You can go, Vince, whatever you've got there for him, too.
Yeah, what happened, Arjun, is very simple. So if you look at there's a label on the heater, and it will tell you how many watts it is. The absolute maximum that you would want to use for a 20-amp circuit. So if your circuit breaker says 20 on it, that would be 20 amps times 120 volts is 2400 watts. The maximum that you should load would be 80% of that. So 80% of 2400 is the maximum. Now, while we're going into this break, Arjun, can you look at that label and tell me what it says and tell Kyle what it says? You should be able to find it right near the power cord. There should be a label telling you how many watts. And we'll tell you exactly how to figure this out. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and Arjun called in from West Virginia. He's got a problem with the circuit breaker tripping on one of his circuits where he's using electric plug-in heaters. Arjun, what did the label say on your heater?
Okay, the label actually, it is from Goodwill. Like, there is radiator heater is like uneven, and it is like old and it's a heavy heater. I'm assuming on the label it does not say the wattage, but like, I'm assuming it is 1500 watts on the high settings. But and another heater, which is not a heater, it is like
Arjun, yep. You're breaking up.
Okay.
Can you speak more slowly, maybe get toward a window? Then it would say how many amps and how many volts. Does it say that? It should.
Actually, you know, like, on this plug, you know, like, I don't see anything. On this plug, it doesn't see anything. But I think they are very heavy heaters. So they are at least 1,500 watts, both of these guys.
How many?
Yeah, 1,500.
How many?
1500.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what happened, Arjun, is let's go through a little bit of arithmetic class. It's real simple. So amps times volts equals watts. Okay? So you know that your typical wall outlet is 120 volts. Typically. At 20 amps, 20 times 120 volts is 2,400 watts. That's the maximum that that circuit could carry. But you don't want to load it to the maximum. You only want to load it to 80% of the maximum. So let's go through that again. So 20 amps times 120 volts equals 2,400 watts. At 80% of that is 1,920 watts. So the maximum that you should use or draw out of a 20-amp circuit breaker circuit, assuming it's wired properly, is 1,920 watts. You are drawing with one of those heaters 1,500 watts. So you're okay with one. But when you added another one, you were at 1,500 plus 1,500 is 3,000. Okay? 3,000 watts out of a circuit that can handle 1,920 is going to cause that circuit to overheat. And it's a darn good thing that the breaker tripped. Because if it didn't, you could have had a fire starting in the wall of your of the home that you're working on. Now, if you had a 15-amp circuit breaker, if it says one, and all the breakers are marked as to the current carrying capacity. They're marked 15, 20, sometimes 30 with a 240-volt type breaker. A 15-amp circuit will... Now, the breaker is matched to the wire size. Okay, so the person who, if he's installing the, if the electrician's doing the job right, he's matching the circuit breaker to the size of the wire. Now, assuming that's done correctly, a 15-amp circuit would use 14-gauge wire. A 20-amp circuit would use 12-gauge wire, okay, heavier wire for more current. So 15 amps at 120 volts is 1,800 watts. Multiply that times 80%, and you're at 1,440 watts maximum. Now, if you plugged in your electric heater that's 1,500 watts into a 15-amp circuit that's only really supposed to carry 1,440 watts, you're right. You're actually a little past the limit that you should be using. So it might be okay. I wouldn't want to do it, but it'd probably be okay for the short term. But a 15-amp circuit would be fine. But running two heaters on a 20-amp circuit was way too much current draw, and that's why the circuit breaker tripped. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, yeah. Arjun, I'll just tell you this, and I can't really hear hardly anything you're saying other than what Vince repeats, just so you know. But I will tell you this. Okay, let's back up just a minute. If the electrician is installing everything correctly and he put a 20-amp breaker in there, well, I'll pick this up after the break. I can hear the music.
Yeah, yeah. And so, class, this is something that you all need to know anyway, okay? So if you look at the label of your appliance, it may say a number and then A for amps. So if it's 10A... and it says 120 volts, you can multiply 10 times 120 and get 1,200 watts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden packs his bags for a meeting with world leaders in Europe, he's scheduled to make one more trip to Capitol Hill Thursday morning and push his social spending bill. At this time, how to pay for it has been a major stumbling block. Independent Bernie Sanders late Wednesday night.
To my mind, there is no way. I mean, I think we got revenue issues and everything else. I don't like that. Unless something is taking place that I don't know about, I don't think that is the case. It's not conceivable to me that we're going to have a deal today.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin.
You know, there's a lot going on with that. It's very convoluted. I believe there's going to be, everyone's going to pay. I believe that we will end up where everyone must participate.
Crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of New Englanders who woke up in the dark Wednesday after a powerful nor'easter dumped heavy rain and falling trees down power lines. Storms will continue over the next couple of days. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says nearly 500,000 homes and businesses lost power at some point. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan is troubled that the Attorney General of the United States has put the Department of Justice onto parents for exercising their First Amendment rights. Mr. Jordan on Newsmax Wednesday.
Well, what he didn't tell you in that answer he gave in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today is he didn't tell you that the only reason he did the memo was because of the school board's letter to the President of the United States. That was the catalyst. That was his only evidence, because we asked him that question. Was there any evidence, any data that you used to make this decision to do this? The only evidence was the school board's letter that they've now apologized for actually sending. They apologized in one paragraph two times. You never see that. We regret and apologize for the letter. We apologize for the strain this has caused you at local school boards. So much strain that you've had now the State of Ohio School Boards Association pulled out of this organization, as have other school board associations in several other states. So this is the concern, the chilling impact this will have on First Amendment activity of moms and dads showing up at a school board meeting saying, we don't like this racist, hate America curriculum taught to our students, taught to our kids. That's what this is about. And the fact that he won't rescind it, which is frankly the only right thing to do, I think is very troubling. And we're going to keep, every single Republican, Bob, on our committee signed a letter to the Attorney General yesterday asking him to rescind this memo. I'm so glad that Senator Grassley asked him that same question. It's unfortunate that he gave the wrong answer.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton told Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday he needs to resign. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and Arjun had a question about his circuit breaker tripping for an overload condition, just as a circuit breaker should have. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, so Arjun, if I'm going to back up even just a little bit further, I was thinking about this. That book that you ordered should have covered all of this. and you should reread it and make sure you understand it. This is just so critical because what you don't know can kill you. I'm not joking. This is not something to mess around with. So if the electrician that wired that house put a 15-amp breaker and ran number 14 wire, then he would have also put in a 15-amp receptacle. And that 15-amp receptacle, like Vince said, is on a constant basis rated for 80% of 15 amps, which is 12. And so even one of those heaters would be pushing it to the absolute maximum that it was rated for. Now, the thing to remember is that that breaker handles probably anywhere from 1 to 10 receptacles. So if whatever is on that entire circuit from the breaker all the way through all of the other receptacles that are all of the other receptacles that are hooked to that breaker are all on the same mathematical formula. So if it's a 15-amp breaker, that means I don't care if there's 10 receptacles on it, the total load that you can put on those receptacles is 15 amps. So there is that the entire load, not per receptacle, it's per the breaker, the string of receptacles that go to that one breaker. So it's really critical that you understand that. So if you have you put one heater on one circuit for one receptacle, and you put one heater on one circuit to another receptacle, you will probably be okay. But where that wire connects into the receptacle, if they just use the push little pin in the back of the receptacle to wire it in without wrapping it around the screw, that is where I have seen more receptacles get to the point of literally either catching on fire or being so hot that they are black. When I pull them out, the wire breaks, the little contact point breaks, and then the circuit doesn't work anymore. And then when I pull them out and check them, the breaker or the little receptacle practically falls apart in my hand because the plastic has been so hot. So it's extremely critical that you read that book and understand it before you do any wiring. And I highly suggest before winter comes, you find an alternate form of heat because small electric heaters in a house, you've got to watch everyone who's doing it at the same time practically because that is how many, 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 many fires are started in homes all across America every winter. Your Vince?
Yeah, Arjun, what are your thoughts about what we've just said? Do you understand what we've said?
Yeah, it makes sense. And I ran to the circuit breaker and I saw there are different markings, like 20, 30, 60. I think they are referring to the amps. So the circuit was actually 20 amps. And, I have have access to it. But the thing that, it's not, and I've cleaned all my vents, they were very dirty. So I cleaned all my vents, and I can get, have access to push air in most of the area in the house. But, the room outside here, the HVAC system is not as strong. So these are the air. Up it reaches here, we have actually, metal tubing, from which the air comes to most of the house. But for some areas, for this room outside here, I had put delivery thing. You can buy it. It's not actually metal, but from that you can actually connect to your vents, and so that's what that the air is not strong enough to get to this room. So that's why I just use like this one space heater, one of these space heaters I will use.
But like, okay, here's what you can do, Arjun. Here's what you can do. Do you have a lamp? Did you get that little circuit tester? Typically, they're yellow and they have three lights. Okay, here's what you can do. You can put that into an outlet and start in one room. Put that in an outlet, and do you have somebody who can watch with you while you do this? You know, another person that can help you.
But for that, I think I have like a lamp. And I just test it like that. Yeah.
And then what you can do is you can mark on a piece of paper or at the circuit panel and put it at the circuit panel. You can say this circuit breaker works or supplies current to, let's say, the kitchen, the kitchen counter and the kitchen outlets and maybe even the kitchen light. And so you can mark it so you know which receptacles are protected by which breakers. And then once you do that, and you can turn the breaker off and say, oh, the light just went off. Okay, so obviously this breaker controls that light. And you can move your lamp around from receptacle to receptacle to find out and make sure that you know what breakers are controlling what lights and what outlets. Okay, then you can plug your electric heaters into different circuits because you'll know what they are. Now, what I've done in our house is I have literally written with a Sharpie marker inside the box, the blue plastic boxes, the circuit. So, for example, if it's a kitchen, I have K1 written inside the box, the letter K and the number 1. That means kitchen circuit, K for kitchen, 1 for circuit number 1. Then another, if it's on another circuit breaker, I'll have K2, K3, K4, etc. Another breaker might be kitchen lights, meaning overhead lights, because all of our overhead lights are on a separate breaker from the wall outlets in that room. Okay, dining room, DR1, DR2, DR lights. Okay, so you can label your breakers, and literally I use colored electrical tape, like yellow or white, and I write with a Sharpie what each breaker controls, like K1, K2, DR1, etc. And that way you can know which outlets are protected by what breaker, and you can make sure you don't overload breakers, because even if you have two high current using devices and you're right at the edge of that breaker tripping, that wire is getting hot inside the walls and it's not a good idea. So you can determine what the load is if you know what receptacles are protected by what breakers. Does that make sense to you?
And there's one other
point, and that is once you do this, you'll be able to figure out sort of which outlets are closest to the breaker panel. So if you have a choice of, if you know that, let's say you have a living room and you're going to plug in one of these heaters in the living room, and you look at where the outlets are, the receptacles, in relationship to how far from the breaker panel, the one closest to the breaker panel is probably first in that string of outlets. So you might want to plug in your heater into the first receptacle that's powered by that breaker rather than the last one in that same room. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Because that way you'll have less resistance of the wire and less wire to heat up. And it'll probably run a little cooler in the wall. Because electricians generally use the screws on the receptacles and the screws on the switches rather than those push-in connectors that receptacles and switches have now. Electricians generally do it the right way, and that's use the screw. The quick way is just strip the wire and push it in the back of the receptacle with this spring tension connection, and that's real cheesy and it fails over time under load. And I don't know why they're even allowed. It makes no sense to me why they're even allowed. One of our instructors called up years ago, and she bought a new mobile home, and she had it set on her property, and she was letting someone use that mobile home, and this gal plugged in a curling iron and a hair dryer and used it, and there was a fire at the outlet. And she explained that, and I said, well, I know what happened. And I said, it's just what Kyle said. Those push-in terminals on the back of the receptacle are not sufficient to carry the high current load. And that's the cheesy way of doing it. It's the lazy way of doing it. And it's an unacceptable way, in my opinion. But I don't know. I guess Underwriters Laboratories thinks it's okay. But it's not okay in my world. And Kyle's saying it's not okay in his world either. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree completely, Vince. Yep. And exactly what Vince is telling you, Arjun, I'll put an exclamation point on it. The reality of knowing and of knowing what each breaker runs and what which receptacles and which lights are powered by what different breaker, and knowing which one, which string that runs, is critically important. Normally speaking, when you open up the door on your breaker panel, there's going to be a menu on the other. When you open the door, it'll open all the way, and then you'll see this menu, for lack of a better term, this panel cover that'll tell you what all of these circuits do. You should double check them. Every single one of them, double check and make sure that it hasn't been added onto or changed. If you see anything on there that is scratched out, marked out, or scribbled over or something along that line, go check that circuit. And if you have to set another piece of paper or another notebook beside it there, have someone check it and go through and make your own list. Verify what they say on that menu of that panel is accurate. It's extremely important that you know that, especially in older houses.
Absolutely correct. And Kyle's saying in so many words is you can't believe what the label says. You can't believe what's on the door of the breaker panel that says circuit one goes to the dining room, circuit two goes to the kitchen, etc. You know, sometimes they're right, but over time things tend to change. People work on them and they just don't necessarily update that list or the menu, if you will. Arjun, we've got to run. We're going to be talking.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And we mentioned we'd be talking about antifreeze. So, as it's getting colder, what antifreeze is also coolant. Well, it's a chemical liquid that is mixed with distilled water and poured into the cooling system of your automobile or truck. And the idea is you want to protect your engine from freezing, because water expands when it's frozen. And if you have insufficient protection against freezing inside the cooling system of your engine, the liquid will expand and crack the cast iron engine, the aluminum parts like the head. It can crack the radiator, break the radiator, or the heater core. A heater core is typically made out of aluminum today, and the radiator is made out of aluminum today. Sometimes the heater core is made out of brass. Sometimes the radiator is made out of copper. So the engine is typically a cast iron block with an aluminum head. And so you have the metals of aluminum, brass, cast iron, all in the engine of the vehicle. So you have these different metals, and you need to protect them from rust and corrosion. So what you do is you put antifreeze in there, and typically it's a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze, which is a synonym for antifreeze is coolant. Okay. So the idea is you want to protect the engine from freezing, the cooling system from freezing. You want to protect the water pump by lubricating the water pump, and you want to protect the whole system from corrosion. So that's why you put antifreeze in. Antifreeze wears out. You know, 5 years or so, it's lost its ability to protect against corrosion. It's lost some of its lubricating qualities to keep the water pump lubricated. So a water pump can cost you $300 or $1,000. If the heater core develops a leak because you haven't protected against corrosion from this fluid running through the heater core or the radiator, heater core can cost 12 hours of labor because you have to take the dash apart in a lot of these systems. It's a big job. Some people, instead of putting in the $20 or $30 heater core part, the labor is so expensive, they'll sell the whole car. Seriously. So I suggest you buy one of these $2.99 antifreeze and coolant testers. They have names like Peak, like the Peak brand of antifreeze, Prestone, and it's a bulb with a sort of like a teardrop-shaped plastic housing. And what you do is you squeeze the bulb, you withdraw some of the coolant from the after you've taken the radiator cap on a cold engine so you don't get burned, and you withdraw the liquid into this cavity of this clear plastic housing of the antifreeze and coolant tester, and a pointer will tell you what the freezing point and the boiling point is. It's as simple as that. $2.99 at AutoZone, probably at the Chinese factory outlet as well. And they have names like Peak and Prestone. Kyle, any comments about testing the freezing point and boiling point of the liquid coolant or antifreeze in your vehicle?
That is just so, it's so critical, folks, and it's so easy to do. Excuse me, Vince. Sorry about that. I've got a tickle in my throat. Folks, this can cost you literally thousands and thousands of dollars. It can ruin your engine if it freezes hard. So please do this. We're telling you this stuff because we're headed into a depression. Inflation is not going to start, regardless of what they're telling you with this temporary inflation numbers and how things are transitory and all that stuff. It isn't. This is coming on, and it's not going to stop. So what we're trying to tell you here with the hoses, with everything that we're trying to tell you right here, is so that you can preserve your wealth. Because you have an investment of time and money into these vehicles, into your hoses, into your the winterization of your house. All of these things are your time, effort, and wealth that you have invested in it. And if you don't take care of it, it's like investing in a hedge fund that's run by a crook. And so you might as well burn it. You might as well burn your money and throw it in the fireplace, because that's exactly about as what you're doing if you don't take care of it. These little testers, I've gotten them for free. I must have eight of them because people don't use them. Nobody uses them anymore. It's crazy to me. But and people just give them away in a pile in a bucket or something, you know. We don't care, you know, because they're not going to do it. And so the reality is, if you can find it, get it, and use it, know what you're doing. If you have to look it up online to figure out what those two arrows mean and what the minimum and lower and upper, it's pretty self-explanatory. But you better do it, because pretty soon this stuff is not going to be, I mean, you're not going to be able to afford to fix your car because it's just too expensive.
Yeah, and coolant might cost you $20 a gallon. Might cost less, but you've got to get the right type. So read the bottles and make sure you know what your vehicle is and the year of your vehicle so you get the right coolant/antifreeze. Also, one quick comment about tire pressure. As it gets colder, your tire pressure decreases just all by itself. So check your tire pressure as you get into colder and colder weather, because your tires will be underinflated, which will cause them to blow out if you're not careful. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.